Hello and a very good morning to all the listeners tuned in today. You're listening to Market Minutes. I'm Sucheta Anchalia and today is October 13th. Here are some top things to know before the market opens. The benchmark Sensex and Nifty indices are likely to open marginally higher on October 13th as trends in GIFT Nifty indicate a positive start for the broader index with a gain of 14 points. The BSE Sensex fell 65 points to 66,408, while Nifty 50 dropped 17 points to 19,794 and formed a bearish candlestick pattern with minor upper and lower shadows, which resembles the spinning top kind of pattern on daily charts, indicating indecisiveness amongst the bulls and bears about the future market trend. The pivot point calculator indicates that Nifty may be taking support at 19,776, followed by 19,760 and 19,733. On the higher side, 19,830 can be immediate resistance, followed by 19,847 and 19,874. Moving on to international markets, US markets. Stock futures were little changed on Thursday evening as traders braced for major bank earnings. S&P 500 futures and Dow Jones Industrial Average futures oscillated near the flat line. Nasdaq 100 futures inched higher by 0.07%. All three major indices ended the day's trading session in red, with Dow dropping more than 173 points. The S&P 500 slid 0.62%, while the tech-heavy Nasdaq Composite lost 0.63%. Even though the three major averages ended Thursday with losses, they are each on pace for weekly gains. The S&P 500 is up 0.9%, while the Dow is up nearly 0.7% on the week. The Nasdaq Composite is the outperformer of the three, up 1% through Thursday's close. This is the third positive week in a row for Nasdaq and the second positive week for S&P 500. The Dow is also set to snap a string of three straight week declines. Asian markets. Hong Kong stocks jumped nearly 2% in last hour of trading, leading wider gains in the Asia-Pacific region as shares of big Chinese banks surged. Investors look ahead to key U.S. consumer inflation data for clues on trajectory of Federal Reserve's monetary policy. Hong Kong's Hang Seng Index climbed 1.86%, while China's benchmark CSI 300 ended 0.95% higher at 3,702. Australia's S&P ASX 200 added 0.21%. In Japan, the Nikkei 225 ended 1.75% higher at 32,494, while South Korea's KOSPI finished 1.21% at 2,479. Both benchmarks were at their respective highest closing since September 25th. Oil prices. Oil prices rose on Thursday, reversing earlier falls on expectations that the US interest rates had peaked, but a lower demand growth forecast for the next year from the International Energy Agency and higher US inventories limited further gains. Brent futures rose by 0.66% to $86.32 a barrel, while US West Texas Intermediate crude gained 0.25% to $83.68 a barrel. Dollar index. Dollar index traded 0.06% lower in futures at 106.49, whereas the value of $1 hovered near ₹83.29. FII and DII data. Foreign institutional investors sold shares worth ₹1,862 crore, while domestic institutional investors bought ₹1,532 crore worth of stocks on October 12th, as per the provisional data from the National Stock Exchange. Moving on to stocks in focus. The IT sector is in focus with Infosys and HCL Tech announcing their results yesterday. Infosys, India's second largest IT services exporter, has recorded a 4.5% sequential growth in net profit at 6,212 crore for the quarter ended September financial year 2024, with revenue rising 2.8% quarter on quarter to 38,994 crore. Operating numbers were ahead of analyst estimates. Revenue in dollar terms increased by 2.2% quarter-on-quarter, and in constant currency terms, it increased by 2.3%. HCL Technologies, on the other hand, has recorded a net profit of 3,832 crore for the quarter ended September financial year 2024, growing 8.4% over the previous quarter, beating analyst expectations. Revenue for the quarter increased by 1.4% sequentially to 26,672 crore, with dollar revenue growing 0.8% and constant currency revenue growth at 1% compared to the previous quarter. In other developments, Maruti Suzuki India, the country's largest car manufacturing company, said the board of directors will be meeting on October 17 to consider the issue of equity shares of the company to Suzuki Motors Corporation on a preferential basis. The consideration of issuance of equity shares will be other than cash and for the acquisition of 100% stake of Suzuki Motor Corporation in Suzuki Motor Gujarat Private Limited. 197 Communications. The Reserve Bank of India has imposed a monetary penalty of Rs. 5.39 crore on Paytm payments for non-compliance of Know Your Customer norms. In today's Voice of the Day segment, we have Sarvajit Virk, co-founder and MD Finvasia, who shares how artificial intelligence is going to play a huge role in trading and investing going ahead. Let's listen in.
The AI can really take all your inputs through charts, historical data, voice, and then, you know, does a different level of predictive analysis on all the input parameters, and then based on that gives you something which is more expected and predictive from the generative AI and ChatGPT tools. And this is where, you know, some of the use cases will ultimately give more and more power and tools in the hand of investors and clients to be able to make right and better decisions. It's more of, you know, deep learning from all the data points which exist, and then more of predicting on top of it. I mean, I just keep saying that, you know, once the data starts talking to data, you know, we'll get to know a lot more which we don't know. And this is, I think, what the AI will ultimately help the investors. So it's like you're learning and then you empower yourself and then you go back and reboot and then you learn from what you learned and then you continue to evolve. And that's where I think the AI is making their right mainstream use cases for the industry and also for the clients. Certainly, you know, if you look at any other technology, AI can also have some of the risk parameters, and one of the primary is always the data points, because, you know, all the correlations and models which work on are based on the input data points, and it becomes naturally important first that, you know, it's not a biased data, it's a balanced data, and a lot of effort always go in order to create the right balanced data. And for that to happen, you know, it's important to have the right information and knowledge of how the AI works, what's their strengths and weaknesses, and ultimately how we can really create the value what we are looking forward from all the data sets which, you know, help the models to ultimately then create the output. But I still feel that, you know, having the logic and the reasoning as the basis for the AI model, a lot of the future use cases can then be explored and explained through the explainable AI, which again help the users to create more reasoning and logic behind it. So I think it's just the beginning. I see a lot of right use cases by the industry to be able to address and handle, you know, the businesses, the expansions, the security, and at the same time, you know, the tools are going to give right access and opportunity for the investors to be able to make more and more better solutions in the future. And this is where I feel, you know, the journey would lie. We're looking forward for the next revolution, the next financial inclusion coming from artificial intelligence.
That's all from us today. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com for all your business updates. Have a great trading session and we'll see you same time next week.